From the Austin American Statesman. Less than a month after Hurricane Harvey struck, Governor Greg Abbott tapped Land Commissioner George P. Bush to help put storm victims back in their homes. "I am confident Land Commissioner Bush is up to the challenge," Abbott said in September. "His charge is clear, to be a champion for Texans whose residences have been damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Harvey and help them to feel once again at home." The task appeared a big challenge and an excellent opportunity for an ambitious politician. Bush, the scion of Texas' most famous political family, is widely thought to aspire to higher office. "We're up to the task," Bush said at the time. "This effort will show once again that when Texans come together, nothing, not even the worst natural disaster in our state's history, can stop us." But 6 months later, with thousands still out of their homes, the governor installed a Mr. Fix-It, Phil Wilson, general manager of the Austin-based Lower Colorado River Authority, to work with Bush's general land office to resolve a housing crisis. As the anniversary of Harvey approaches, Wilson's hurricane relief work is done and the crisis has subsided. The story demonstrates that just because one has a big name, that doesn't mean one has big ability. So far, P. Bush has done little to deserve Republican votes and a lot, the Alamo debacle included, to deserve our displeasure. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with this commentary and others online at prattontexas.com. While you're there, join the Listener Club. It's free and you get a direct-to-me email address.